Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Anthony Brooks is out today. You're listening to violinist Mark O'Connor warming up in our studios prior to an interview we did a little earlier today. As you can hear, he's very, very good. Back in 1975, when he was just 13, O'Connor won the American Grandmaster Fiddle Championship in Nashville. Since then, he's also won several Grammys and recorded with the likes of Yo-Yo Ma, Bela Fleck, and Wynton Marsalis. And with a pedigree like that, you'd think that now, O'Connor would prefer playing only with musicians of the highest caliber. But truth is the exact opposite. More than anything, Mark O'Connor is focused on people who have absolutely no experience with the violin at all, with kids mainly, or anyone who wants to learn how to play the fiddle. O'Connor has invented a new instructional method, called the O'Connor method, of course, and it's entirely unlike other schools of thought, such as Suzuki, when it comes to teaching the violin. Namely, Mark O'Connor says, let that classical stuff wait. To really learn, and learn to love the violin, students should first experience the joys of traditional American fiddle music.
Well, like classical music, American music has been around now for around 400 years, since the hoedown was first invented, and the language of the spiritual music and the blues. And, of course, ragtime introduced the syncopated beats, which influenced our rock and roll and hip-hop.
So are you saying that regarding blues, ragtime, spiritual, hoedown, these very American styles, that the violin has always been one of the key players in those styles?
Yes, absolutely center to it. Some of the music, like blues and spirituals, the violin was able to create the sounds just due to the nature of the instrument. And a lot of people don't know this, but the violin was center to the development of ragtime, much before the piano came into the picture.
Could you give us just a little flavor of the violin's sound in these different types of music that we were talking about?
Sure.
So what is it that the violin brings to blues?
So here would be some blues phrases that would be typical of fiddle music in America. That's some blues. That's about a 100-year-old blues called Florida blues. I'll demonstrate some early ragtime from the American violin.
Sounds great.
And it's perfectly suited for string instruments because, you know, the bow goes down and then it goes up, and you can syncopate those beats so naturally with the bow stroke. So it's really fun. Kids just love this stuff, you know, and it's really foundational to all of our music styles. The spiritual, I'll play you a little bit of Deep River. Then the other foundational style is the hoedown, which is probably the very first style of American music ever created here. It's a cross-pollination of African-American string playing and the reel from Ireland. So this would be about a 400-year-old hoedown That's the first tune in my method.
That's the first tune in your method? It seems like quite a complicated one.
Yeah, I was throwing some extra stuff in there just for the entertainment value.
Well, because I was going to say all those double stops in there for a person who's just picked up a violin might be a little overwhelming.
The very first variation sounds like this. Okay.
Yeah.
And then repeated eighth notes. It's got such a catchy melody, but you can see what you can do with that tune. I mean, mm-hmm. You can just kind of take it into the stratosphere.
So let's talk a little bit more about the Mark O'Connor violin method, because I suppose that a lot of people out there do have memories of, say, first picking up a violin using the Suzuki method. How would you describe the O'Connor method as being different?
The biggest difference is that I'm using American music. That's a big deal. When you consider other instrument groups like band instruments or the guitar, a lot of the materials stem from this part of the world. We've kind of ignored American music academically for a long time for the strings. And we have such a rich history of string playing and the styles that can go into learning how to play for kids are very attractive. And you learn the techniques, you learn how to play, you learn to play with good intonation and good sound and tone, but maybe even better rhythm, mm-hmm. and more creative. And I think that's the biggest part of the method, is that it introduces a creative component right from the very beginning. So you're not just memorizing tunes, but you're actually adding to them. Matter of fact, just by accident, I started playing the Boil 'em Cabbage Down Hoedown and started adding more things to it. I was improvising.
And you encourage that in your
And
method.
We encourage kids, as soon as they can start to add something of themselves to their lesson, to their music, whether it's even one note, you know, change one note. That's a really big deal for a 5-year, 6-year-old. Mm-hmm. But you have to introduce the steps of creativity early on. If you play year after year and you look at the violin as a technical endeavor only and not a creative event, it's going to be harder and harder to introduce creativity later on. So that's why we don't have a lot of violin playing composers and violin improvisers today, and also violin band leaders or ensemble leaders that know a lot about music that can kind of direct the ensemble to play new music. There's a connection between creativity and the American violin that I think could play a big role in the future.
So even in just listening to you play those few phrases that you were, say, of the Hoedown, you know, I was kind of tapping my feet under the table. It's hard to be still, and because it's a joyful, I mean, I think that's one of the real hallmarks of American music, is that there's a joyful sensibility to it. Do you feel that has an impact on the likelihood of young students to actually stick with the violin? Because, I mean, they're just playing more fun music from the start.
That was one of the reasons why I wanted to create a method. It's taking me years to do it. One of the main reasons why I did is because I saw all kinds of kids quitting violin, and they're 6 and 7 and 8 years old quitting. So my idea is to recreate a new energy in young people to get them committed to music, committed to the beautiful instrument, and to practice. You get better by practicing. So if they like their material, if they like playing the Hoedown or the ragtime or the blues, which they do. I mean, it's just they'll practice twice as long.
Can you give us an example of, say, you had that simple sort of Hoedown tune that you began with? Basically, you said the first time people play it, students play it, it's all on one string.
Mm-hmm.
So give us an example of how they would sort of build from there and develop just that one song as they get more skillful as players.
I use Boil 'em Cabbage Down as my first tune of the method, And it's such a great variation tune. So it actually reappears throughout the books, and it helps students to acquire new techniques for the next tune, even in some cases. For instance, when I am ready to introduce the jig, which is 6/8 time, I turn Boil 'Em Cabbage Down into a jig, and it sounds like this.
How many students are currently learning violin through the O'Connor method?
Well, the method's been out just for 3 years, and we already have tens of thousands of students around the country learning from it. I'm releasing Orchestra Book 2 in the fall, so there's going to be a lot more people in middle school and high school.
Well, Mark O'Connor, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Since we do have you here, and we've been hearing you continue to build upon that song, I was wondering if you could just play us out on something that gets the full Mark O'Connor treatment.
Okay.
Mark O'Connor will be at the Berklee College of Music this week. For more information, go to our website, radioboston.org.
You can even jazz it up.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.